This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Eternal Rock of Ages, King of Glory, we thank you. What a joy to be at your feet this morning. Thank you for what you did in our midst the last three days. And thank you for what you have said to make happen for us on this fourth day. Lord, we ask via your word, open our eyes of understanding. Lord, we ask that you empower us for the battles ahead of us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be comfortably seated. You tell life. And rising giants, IAC 2023, and breaking new grounds. I count it a rare privilege from God and His servant, my father, the apostle over this commission, to stand before us this morning to bring this first word on this fourth day. And I believe strongly that somebody here shall be richly blessed in the precious name of Jesus. Remember, this convention, the running series we have been looking at in all of our teaching sessions has been spirituality, highway to our enviable destiny. Spirituality, highway to our enviable destiny. That is to say, we have an enviable destiny. But in order for us to assess that enviable destiny, spirituality is key. We can't downplay on spirituality and expect to get to where God has ordained for us. Daniel did not downplay on spirituality. Joseph did not downplay on spirituality. And they were able to maximize destiny. In the same vein, everyone under the sound of my voice, we shall maximize destiny in the name of Jesus. However, this morning we are looking at the subtitle, Life is a Battlefield, Not a Playground. Get ready for war. The devil can never give you what you deserve. He will give you what you demand. You are not fighting with a gentle devil. No. He needs to see your red eyes before he will give you what belongs to you. Life is a battlefield, not a playground. Psalm chapter number 74 and verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. There are wicked people here and there. You don't need to look for their trouble before they look for your trouble. They are ready for you, because the moment God picked you, you became their target. So that is why they don't want you to get to where God has ordained for you. But the good news is this: they have failed already. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse 19. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. There are wickedness in high places, in low places, in middle places. There are wickedness everywhere. But the good news is this: we are more than conquerors. No matter the wickedness anywhere and everywhere, you will overcome. That is why God brought you to this mountain, to empower you, to equip you, to give you all it takes for you to excel in life. From today, you will never lose any battle in the name of Jesus. Please note the following. Number one, we must understand fundamentally, to break new grounds, you must be tired of your present ground. If you are not tired of your present ground, then you are not ready to break new grounds. If you are still satisfied with where you are, then you are not ready for the next levels. Revelation chapter number 4 and verse 1. It says, come up hither. Enough of where you have been all this while. You have stayed there for too long. It is time for you to get out of that place. To break new grounds, you must be tired of your present ground. Number 2, we must understand that there is no ground that is empty. There is no territory that is empty. Somebody is already occupying the ground you want to possess. And that is why it is a fight in order to dispossess that person and then possess the land. When you see the Israelites ask them, when God told them to go to Canaan, Canaan was not free. They had to fight in order to do what? Possess the land. And if you and I must possess the land, then we must be battle ready. The job you are looking for, somebody else is already sitting on that seat. But the good news is this. Queen Vashti must misbehave for Queen Esther to be enthroned. I don't know who is sitting on your seat right now. God will dethrone them. And God will enthrone you. That mission you are looking for, you have other people, thousands of other people seeking for the same admission. And so that is why you need to fight in order for you to take possession of that which belongs to you. And I know for sure, as we fight this morning, we will take possession of that which belongs to us. So there is no land that is empty. Where you want to go to, people are already there. And that is why you must equip yourself in order to fight and win the battle. Deuteronomy chapter number 2 and verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter number 2 and verse 24. Rise ye up. Youth in the winner's family, rise up. It is time to rise up and take your journey. You have been waiting and you have been wasting. If you wait, you waste. It is time for you to take up your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, but under one condition: contend with him in battle. So there's a land God has ordained for you, but in order for you to possess that land, you must contend. Let me tell your neighbor, it is time to fight. Let me tell another neighbor, it is time to fight. If you don't fight, you can't have anything to show for. Number 3, we must understand, for every new level, there are new devils. Let me put it this way. For every new grounds, there are new rounds. For every new grounds, there are new rounds. In the world of boxing, you fight round 1, round 2, round 3, round 4. For every new ground, there are new rounds. And so you must keep fighting. That they gave you a punch in the first round and probably you fell down. We fall down, but we get up. That you fell down does not mean that that is the end of the battle. You need to stand up. That you fell down in round 1 does not mean that you will not win the battle in round 10. Is somebody get what we're saying here this morning? And so we must be battle ready to take back what belongs to us. We must be battle ready to take that which God has ordained for us. Let me hear your resounding amen. Amen. Remember our beloved brother Anthony Joshua? He lost the 2 fights he had. But the recent one he fought, I think it was around round 7, he won that fight. If he had given up because he has lost the other previous 2 fights, he wouldn't have won the next one. Praise the Lord. Yes, you lost the pregnancy. Go and take it again. Yes, you lost the job. Go and get another one. Yes, they didn't give you admission last year. Try again. If somebody get what we're saying here? Yes, the business packed up, start another one. Isaac was digging the well, they were covering. He was digging, they were covering. Until, because he refused to give up, they gave up. If you choose to give up, then the devil will laugh at you. But if you refuse not to give up, then you win the fight. Praise the Lord. Remember the testimony of our beloved brother Deacon Ojije shared on this altar. For 20 years, he was released from his place of work. But he began to fight. Round 1, first year, round 2, round 10 years, round 10, round 15. But round 20, because he refused to give up, he was restored. And the arrears for 20 years was paid. The salary of 20 years was paid. The promotion of 20 years came. Why? Because he kept fighting. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. I don't know where they release you and they said, we don't want you again. After this convention, they welcome you with red carpet. In the name of Jesus. And that is why you are on this mountain. Probably you came to this mountain because you lost your job. I have a good news for you. God will give you something else that is 10 times better. It is time for you to go back and start that ministry that packed up. Whatever dreams that you had before that you were doing, that suddenly because of forces against you, you gave up. It is time to go back and dust your vision and start again. Praise the Lord. Can I hear you say, I will fight again? Let me tell your neighbor, I will fight again. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16 and verse 9. Say, for a great and effectual door is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. So there is a great door open unto you, and there are great challenges too, great enemies too, that don't want you to possess your possession. But the good news is this, they have failed already. The land God has ordained for you, you will possess it in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your resounding amen. Number next, we can't be scared of battles. We can't be afraid of battles. He who fights and runs lives to fight another day. You can't be afraid of battles. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Life is a warfare and not funfare. So you can't be afraid of battles. Every day of your life, you must keep fighting if you must keep winning. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse 12, for we wrestle not. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the dark, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so we cannot afford to be scared of any battle. We are battle ready. Amen. Let me tell your neighbor, I am battle ready. Let me ask your other neighbor, are you battle ready? So we can't be afraid. Life is warfare and not funfare. Please understand this. The moment you were born, and then they disconnected you from your mother's umbilical cord, that's the day it was established that war has begun. If you are born and you refuse to cry, the nurses will beat you, whether your head or your bum bum, every part of you, turn you upside down, and they are telling you, you must be ready to do what? Leave. And then the truth is this, the moment they hear, oh, as you are laughing, or you are crying rather, they are laughing. They are rejoicing because they are saying, welcome to this world where you must fight. Welcome to warfare. They are saying, yes, congratulations. That is the language of fight. That is the beginning. Yes, you are ready to fight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Next, we can't retreat in the battle. We can't retreat in this battle. We can't fight and then turn our back and say, I am tired of fighting. No, no retreat, no surrender. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We can't retreat in this battle, so we must keep fighting. Let me tell your neighbor, you must keep fighting. So we need sustainable empowerment for victory. And that is why we can't retreat in this battle. Proverbs chapter number 24 and verse 10. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. If you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. There is nobody that your strength is small. In fact, if your strength is small, that is why you came to this mountain. Because upon this mountain, the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will empower you in the name of Jesus. So we must live ready for the battle, because there may not be time to get ready. We don't get ready, we live ready. We are battle ready anytime. The battles of life, they don't have timetable. So you must live ready to fight the battles any day, anytime, anywhere. David did not need to get ready for the battle. He was already ready for the battle. When it was time, he didn't say, I forgot my sling and stone at home. Let me go and look for it, then come back. No, it was with him. And he was battle ready. And so that is why you must be battle ready anytime, anywhere, so that you can win all the time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You read that in 1 Samuel chapter number 17 and verse 50. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 50. He was battle ready. He had his sling. He had his stone. He says, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Amen. He had his sling and his stone. He was battle ready. 1 Samuel chapter number 4 and verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter number 4 and verse 9. We must quit ourselves. Say, be strong and quit yourselves like men, all ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews as they have been to you. Quit yourself like men and fight. You can't afford to cry. No, you must quit yourself and get ready to fight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16 and verse 13. There's a clarion call for bravery and maturity as we fight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16 and verse 13. We must quit ourselves. Say, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. So we must be strong and fight this battle so as to win it. On a lighter note, there was this couple that were traveling. You know, it's been long. People were coming to Lagos in search of greener pastures. And so while they were on their way, as they were coming to Lagos, they were coming by foot. Because this woman put them husband under pressure and said, Kunle went to Eko, he came back to the village, he has built a house. Abiodun went to Eko, he came back to the village, he has built a house. Kept mentioning the names of his friends that have been to Eko and they came back and built a house. And this woman put the man under pressure. They sold their farm produce and they put the money in their, you know, wrapper, and they were coming to Lagos. While they were on their way, they were accosted by hoodlums. And the man began to shake. And the woman knew, if I keep quiet, then we won't get to this Lagos. As the man was shaking, the woman looked at him and said, my husband, shake, shake, shake. The man was shaking. The woman said, my husband, you shook like this the other time, and 5 armed robbers died. My husband, shake, 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 shake. The husband shook, 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 shook. He said, my husband, shake more. You shook like this the other time, and 7 armed robbers died. My husband, shake, 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 shake. The husband shook, 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 shook. When they heard that he shook like that, and 5 and 7 armed robbers died, they left them. Quit ye like men. The examination of life has no timetable. And so that is why you must be battle ready to know how to confront the enemy when he raises his ugly head. From today, no devil will take you by surprise. In the name of Jesus, anytime, anywhere, you will have your victory. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse 13. There is no temptation that has come your way that is more than you. That is, there is no battle that has come your way that is more than you. God cannot give you the exam. For instance, now, if you're in primary school, they cannot give you exam of somebody that is in secondary school. So there is no temptation that has come your way that is more than you. There is no battle that you are fighting right now that is more than you. Every battle you are fighting right now, it is because God knows that you can win that battle. So don't think that you can't win this battle. Maybe you have looked at that battle in your health and you are wondering, am I going to come out? I came here to tell you, you are going to come out. You looked at the battle of joblessness for how long? Yes, 5 years, 10 years, you have not gotten that job. The good news is this, you win that battle. In the name of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter number 5 from verse 8 to 9. You must get ready to resist. Amen. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. He didn't say he's a roaring lion, as a roaring lion. He's a caricature, he's pretending. The day will not come when a lion will be afraid of dog. Is that possible? The dog will say, whoa, 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 whoa. And lion will say, I'm running away because of the... Is that possible? In you is a lion. Why are you afraid of dog? The moment you hear, one noise somewhere, suddenly you are afraid. No, enough is enough. Never again. In the name of Jesus. So that is why you must be get ready. You must get ready to fight, because your victory is sure. Let me hear your resounding amen. Let me hear your loud amen. Next, we are fighting a winnable battle. That's the good news. We are fighting a winnable battle. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever that is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You are born overcomer. And so we must put up a fight of faith to emerge victorious in the battles of life. If you are not ready to fight, you cannot win. You can't sit down, cross your legs, and expect to win any fight. No. If you are going to win any fight, you must be ready to fight. But the good news is this. God has already given us victory. He has decided the victory even before the battle began. That's the good news. And everybody under the sound of a voice, you will win that battle. In the name of Jesus. Help me tell your neighbor the battle is winnable. Help me tell another neighbor you will win the battle. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. So faith is the weapon you need to win well. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. And so your faith is key in order for you to win any battle. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith. That is why you can't afford to turn your back. The shield doesn't cover your back. That is why you must keep fighting. No matter how fierce the battle is, you must keep moving. There is no time to retreat. There is no time to go back. Amen. So you must keep fighting. It is a good fight. It's a winnable fight. You are going to overcome in the name of Jesus. Now, how do we position ourselves for this battle? How do I position myself for this battle? It's established that there is war. But you don't just sit down when you are aware that there is war and expect to win. And please understand, every prayer that makes God absolutely responsible is an irresponsible prayer in the words of God's servant. You have a part to play, then God has a part to play. God cannot do the things that you are supposed to do. Remember, in Deuteronomy chapter number 2 there, and verse 24, he said, "Them quit, and then get ready to fight." Amen. You must contend. You must get ready to fight. So how do we position ourselves for the battle? The truth is this. We must be empowered. Empowerment is key. If we must win any battle, we must be properly empowered. There is nobody that wants to take anything that belongs to somebody else that will not arm himself properly. In warfare, it is the type of weapon you have that determines your victory. Amen. You cannot have a double barrel and you have somebody with AK-47 and you want to have the same result. Is that possible? No. Your level of weapon determines your level of victory. In Luke chapter number 11 and verse 21, Luke 11:21, we must understand that when somebody is in his house, then you must know how to dispossess the person. He said, "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace." Next verse. But, somebody say but. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, and do what? Overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoils. And so your weapon determines your victory. The kind of weapon you have, that is what will determine your victory. Because if you have your double barrel, before you do chaka, bo, the AK-47 would have laid you to rest. Praise the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking about. If you came in here with a double barrel, it is time to change levels. And truly, you will change levels. In the precious name of Jesus. Let me hear your resounding amen. Psalm chapter number 66 and verse 3. We need power. Help me tell your neighbor, we need power. It says, "Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee." Through the greatness of thy power. And so what the enemy is looking for is your weapon, how empowered you are. That is what would determine how submissive your enemies will be. If you are not empowered, then your enemies can submit. But when they see that, yes, you are not playing, then they will submit. Praise the Lord. Your enemies will submit to you in the name of Jesus. Psalm chapter number 110 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 110 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 110 from verse 1 to 3. He said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies what? Thy footstool. Somebody, dust your foot. That is where your enemies belong from today. I said, that is where your enemies belong from today. God is saying, I will make them what? Your foot mat. As I empower you, I will make cancer your foot mat. As I empower you, I will make joblessness your foot mat. As I empower you, I will make sickness your foot mat. As I empower you, I will make stagnation your foot mat. That shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus. The next verse, verse 3. He said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. David was a youth when he fought and won the battle. And that is why you and I, as young men and women, we must fight the battle and win it. Daniel was a youth when he fought the battle. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were young people when they fought the battle. Joseph was a youth when he fought the battle. So as young people, we must be battle ready. It is time to war. But we need to be empowered. What does it mean to empower? It means to give power or authority. To give power or authority. Luke chapter number 10 and verse 19. I give unto you power. What do you do with that power? To tread on what? Serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Over all the powers of the enemy. So no matter the kind of enemy, God is saying, I have given you power. And so if you are hurt, H-O-T, you can't be hurt, H-U-R-T. God is saying, I give you power so that you can do what? The sludge, forces from the pit of hell that will not allow you possess your position. So that is why you need to be hot, so that you will not be hot. H-U-R-T, you need to be hot. You'll agree with me, in the natural, when you are cooking and then you are frying, you know, heat is there, everything is there. No matter the grace upon any fly, will they come around there? The heat alone will dispel them. Are we together here now? That is the same way you need to carry fire, so that from afar, forces will know that there is a territorial commander around. But when you are done cooking, everything is cold. They can come around, sit on your stove, sit on the oil, and play with it. Why? Because everything is cold. That is why you need to wake up and don't allow spiritual slumber for any reason. Praise the Lord. For anybody that the devil wants to quench your fire, that is why you came to this mountain. And upon this mountain, you shall be freshly empowered. By the word you are hearing this morning, you are freshly empowered. In the name of Jesus. In John chapter number 20 and verse 21, John 20, 21, Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. So you are here in his capacity to make things happen. He has given you the power, given you authority to make things happen. Not in a lesser way. No. That is why when Jesus had gone, his shadow couldn't heal the sick. But when the apostles came, their shadows began to heal the sick. You somebody get what we're saying here? I give you power to do greater things as my Father has sent me. You must do what? Do greater things than even the ones that I've done. Praise the Lord. There are greater things to be done through your hand and through my hand. And indeed, we shall not disappoint destiny in the precious name of Jesus. Number two, what does it mean to be empowered? It means to enable or permit. To enable or permit. Mark chapter number 16. Mark chapter number 16 from verse 17 to 18. It means to enable or permit. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils and they shall speak with new tongues. 18. It said, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they will do what? Recover, to enable, to permit. That is to say, Jesus said, the same thing I did, I allow you to do same. The same way I was not defeated, Jesus is saying, you can never be defeated. Jesus is saying, the same way I triumphed, I have empowered you to triumph. Now, in the natural, if somebody sends you to represent him somewhere, let's say, for instance, the governor of your state sends you somewhere. He said, oh, I won't be able to make it, but please go and represent me in that certain event. By the time you get there, they will give you the seat they would have given to the governor if he were there physically. Yes or no? Every treatment they would have given to the governor, that is the same thing they will give to you. And when it is time for him to do whatever he's expected to do, they will welcome you to deliver his speech. In the same vein, Jesus is saying, I give unto you power, I enable you, I empower you, that anything I'm supposed to do, then step into my shoes and do same. Amen. And the same way forces bow to me, that is the same way forces will bow to you. Amen. Not in a lesser form, in the same way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so we must know also, and this is very important, that once in power is not always in power. Once empowered is not forever empowered. And that is why we must ensure that by all means, we do everything to ensure that we remain empowered. Once empowered is not forever empowered. Remember, Judas was among the disciples that Jesus said, I give unto you power. They went. And the Bible says that when they returned, all of them returned with joy. They said, demons bowed at our feet. We healed the sick. We did all manner of miracles. But one day came, the power left. And so once empowered is not forever empowered. That is why you have ex-governors, ex-president. Today they were in power, but the next day they are no longer in power. But for you and I, we shall remain empowered. And that is why you must know what to do in order for you to remain empowered. You must know what to do. Please understand that we cannot conquer the wicked without knowing who we are. And remember, the last days are the days of power. The devil will not have respect for your grammar. The devil will not have respect for your phonetics. He's not interested. The only thing that he understands is the power you display. You may not speak good English, but if you have power, the devil will respect you. That's the truth. The Babalolas of old, yes, they didn't speak good English, but the devil bowed to them. How? They carried power. What is our generation doing? That we are facing Facebook. Nobody's facing you, yet you are facing them. Twitter, social media. The first thing you do in the morning is to begin to chat. Meanwhile, you have not faced God to carry the power that you need for that day. Because each day has new battles to face. Each day comes with new battles. And so you have not faced God to empower you, to equip you, to carry the fire you need for that day. And then you go and be facing people who don't matter in your life. And that is why by the time you go out, you see misfortunes, you see disappointment, you see accidents, you see things begin to happen. And you are wondering, where is this one coming from? It is because you are not empowered. I remember the testimony of this daughter of Zion years back. She had a shop in Lagos Island. And by the time she got to her shop, they had come to sprinkle some whitey substance in front of her shop. Because you cannot meet with God and men will disappoint you. And so, by the time she got to her shop, she was already ready. She had had her private time with God, her quiet time with God. By the time she got there, she brought out her anointing oil. I believe they were watching her. And she returned the arrows back to the sender. According to her testimony, that day she sold like never before. And so anybody that wants to make you to be afraid, I declare from today, that fear returns back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear your resounding amen. And so we must understand that we must crave for this power. We must crave for this empowerment. We must crave for this empowerment. Somebody must be hungry. Somebody must be hungry for this empowerment. God is ready to release his power, but it comes with a test. It comes with a price. Remember also that empowerment is in levels. Empowerment is in levels. Ezekiel chapter number 47 from verse 1 to 5. Ezekiel 47 from 1 to 5. But if you look at it from verse 3, tells us about the levels. From the ankle to the knee to the loins to overflowing. It is in levels. It is in levels. That is why even in the army, everybody is not at the same level. You grow in ranks. Praise the Lord. We have come to this spiritual barracks where God is equipping up. And we shall all change levels supernaturally. In the name of Jesus. The same picture was painted for us in Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Luke 24 and verse 49. Now let's quickly look at the levels of empowerment. These levels of power. Let's quickly look at them. Number one, we have the power level. Acts of the Apostles chapter number 1 and verse 8. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 and verse 8. That's the initiation. That's the primary level. It said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So that's the elementary level. That's the starting point. That's the A for apple, B for ball, C for cat. You can't remain there. I met a man recently who came for Bible school in 2023. And he said to me, I joined this church during New Era days. He's just doing BCC now. He has remained on the same level. He hasn't changed power. People have come and they have passed him because he refused to do what he ought to do. And so this is the initiation level. It is the welcome pack. That is when you start your journey. Number two, we have the great power. Acts of the Apostles chapter number 4 and verse 33. It takes great power to make great things happen. He said, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Great power makes great grace available. It is at this point that you begin to see all manner of manifestations. That the sick will be healed. That you declare and God will confirm it. You see all manner of things happen around you. But that is not enough. Because that is like the secondary level. Number one is the primary level, the power level. Number two, you have the great power. That's the secondary level. But we have the university level. Exceeding great power. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1 from verse 18 to 19. Ephesians 1, 18 to 19. This is the realm where when you appear, things begin to happen. Move to the next verse, please. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Somebody shout power. Remember the testimony of God's servant Bishop David Abioye, how he said that he entered the plane and when he went to sit down, the air hostess came to meet him and said, excuse me, sir, I want to know you more. And he looked at her and said, why? And she said to him, when you passed, something passed. That is the realm of power where you don't need to introduce yourself. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? That is that realm. When God's servant made that witch and asked her, what about when people like us are coming? He said, when we sense higher power coming, what do we do? We clear the way. The devils will clear the way for you. Do you want to remain under the power level? Do you want to remain under great power? Do you want to move to the exceeding great power? That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your resounding amen. As we conclude, please understand this. Caution. We must beware of quenching the spirit at any level one may be operating in. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. Quench not the spirit. Yes, once empowered is not forever empowered. Gehazi was once empowered, but he was not forever empowered. That's why he couldn't carry the anointing upon his master. Judas, as I said before, was once empowered, but he was not forever empowered. There are people that will leak the power you are receiving on this mountain. Sin is a sinker. Don't give it any baptismal name and call it wisdom. You are destroying your life. And so anything that you know that will leak your power, going back to that relationship, going back to that location, whatever it is that will make your power leak, it is time to zip up and tell yourself, nothing will make my power go down again. Let me hear your resounding amen. Amen. Conclusively this morning, there is no star without a scar. There is no star without a scar. And so you must be ready to fight in order to win the battle. In your seated position, lift up your hand and ask the Lord for grace. Lord, I receive grace this morning to keep fighting because I know it's a winnable battle. I know I am going to win this battle. I am not giving up. I am not down. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands. Talk to the Lord from the depth of your heart. Lord, I receive grace this morning.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.